The U.S. Census Bureau has a new leader with a tough job cleaning up the mess left by former President Donald Trump's administration's interference with the national count. There have been growing calls to better protect the census results, which are used to reallocate political representation and federal funding. NPR census correspondent Hansi Lo Wang spoke with a new director, and Hansi joins us now from New York. So tell us about the new head of the bureau. Who is the new director?
His name is Robert Santos. He's a former president of the American Statistical Association, the first Latino to ever head the bureau. And he's now overseeing the last stage of the hot mess that is the 2020 census, which took major hits, not just from all the disruptions from COVID-19, but the Trump administration trying and failing to add a citizenship question to the forms, cutting short counting, and putting in a series of political appointees with no obvious qualifications. I asked Santos what he took away from the Trump years. Let's listen to what he said.
The lesson learned for me was that there, and I said this publicly, was that there should not be a large number of political appointee positions in the Census Bureau, and those are positions that I am not filling.
Santos also told me he's very aware of how the public may perceive the Bureau now, and it's harder for many people to trust in the data the Bureau puts out.
So what ideas does the new director have about rebuilding the public's trust after such a chaotic census?
Well, there's talk about strengthening existing scientific integrity policies of agencies, and it's trying to address concerns about whether there's a strong enough firewall between the Bureau and its parent agency, the Commerce Department. That's where a lot of directives from the Trump administration came from, against the recommendations and expertise of the Bureau's career civil servants. You know, another thing Santos seems to be very careful about is how the public sees his role. One example is, you know, the Bureau is getting ready to release kind of a report card on how accurate and complete the 2020 census was. And it's expected out on March 10th. And I asked Santos if he's seen the results yet. Let's listen to what he said.
Being the census director, I usually wait till right before, because otherwise there could be a misperception of meddling. That is not the way I operate, and that's not the way the Census Bureau should operate.
Santos also said no census is perfect, but he believes the 2020 census results are fit to be used to reallocate congressional seats and electoral college votes, as well as to redraw voting maps.
So, Hansi, I got to ask, given all the concerns about accuracy, is it possible to do a do-over 2020?
The short answer is it's complicated, because the main purpose of the census is to reallocate those seats in the House of Representatives, and it's not clear if the results of a census redo could be used to reapportion Congress again, not to mention whether there's enough support in the current Congress to change any laws to make that happen or to fund another census.
Now, you've been reporting on the lack of racial and ethnic diversity among the top career civil servants working at the Census Bureau. What did the new director have to say about that?
Robert Santos has been very vocal about diversifying the institutions he's been a part of. Here's what he told me.
What I can do as director is to plant seeds throughout the Census Bureau at all levels of the organization in an aspirational way, and that is my approach.
Now, his term as Census Bureau director lasts through 2026. It can be renewed for another 5 years, but it's a big job trying to create lasting change to the Bureau's culture on top of planning for the 2030 census.
All right, there's another one coming up. NPR Census correspondent Hansi Lo Wang, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, eh?